Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is On Air Daily News for Wednesday, October 19, 2022. I'm Naima Latif, and our top story is the Illinois gubernatorial debate held yesterday at WGN Studios, and this was the second and final debate with incumbent governor, Democrat, J.B. Pritzker, and his challenger, Republican Senator Darren Bailey. We'll take a look at some of the issues raised, which covered everything from education to reproductive rights. We'll join a bit of this debate with as Governor J.B. Pritzker addresses some points made by his opponent, Senator Darren Bailey. And the issue being addressed is education and funding for education. We'll take a look at some of the responses and some of the suggestions by the two candidates as we review a bit of the debate held at the WGN Studios Tuesday evening, October 18th at 7 p.m. And later we'll take a look at some of the responses that voters had to that debate as they listen to the points raised by both the Democratic incumbent and the Republican challenger, and address one of the major issues that has come up in this campaign, and that is of reproductive rights. How will Illinois handle the situation with women desiring abortion after the overturning of Roe versus Wade? And how will Illinois be impacted by those residents of other states who come to Illinois for health care? Let's join the debate as Governor Pritzker is given time for his rebuttal by narrator from WGN TV, and we will then hear more as the candidates continue to address the topics of the day.
Your rebuttal, 15 seconds.
Well, first of all, he wants to defund education, which is going to raise property tax, which he's used to doing. He voted to raise property taxes by 81%, and it will destroy public education. He shouldn't be let anywhere near education policy or education funding. He runs a school that teaches kids that women are inferior to men, that slave owners.
Governor Pritzker,
I'm just going to tell you again not to interrupt. That's too far. Let him finish.
May I just have an extra couple of seconds here?
60 seconds.
The fact is that Darren Bailey has proven that he would be dangerous for our kids, for parents, for communities, if he were put in charge of public education. We need to make sure that he doesn't come anywhere near the governor's office.
Governor, the state's credit rating has improved over the last 3 years, but spending has increased. During the first debate, you would not commit to not raise taxes. Do you see any possible cuts that can be made to the state budget? 30 seconds, please.
I absolutely do not want to raise taxes. In fact, I think we should lower taxes, just as I have with the $1.8 billion Illinois Family Relief Plan. But I I also want to point out that I cut $700 million in the midst of this terrible pandemic that we've gone through to make sure that we could make ends meet for the state. We've got to balance the budget. That's how you make sure that you can provide tax relief for families all across Illinois, as I have. Darren Bailey has no plan for doing any of that. He just has broad strokes and just says he's going to cut taxes. That's great. Tell us how you're going
to
do it.
Let's talk about reproductive rights, gentlemen, shall we? Senator Bailey, just tonight you said nothing is going to change about Illinois' abortion laws if you're elected. But last week, the executive director of Illinois Right to Life promised you will work to undo extremism. If elected, would you pursue pro-life policies through executive orders? You've got 60 seconds.
Well, let's talk about extremism. Governor Pritzker is perfectly fine with our children getting abortions without their parents knowing anything about it. I think that's extreme. Governor Pritzker is perfectly fine injecting his gender curriculum, the first of its kind in the nation, into our schools, woke ideology. I think that's extreme. Governor Pritzker's Family Foundation is the primary sponsor for experimental gender surgery in children's hospitals all across this nation, right here in Chicago. I think that's extreme. Governor Pritzker tries to inject his radical gender ideology into our classrooms, and most school districts have rejected that. No,
okay,
Governor Pritzker,
I need to know, if elected, will you not pursue any changes to the state's current abortion law? I need you to answer that.
That's a fool's errand. The state, for 30 years, Democrats have had a stranglehold on our legislative process. I've told people time and time again, I commit to unifying.
So you're not going to pursue change
the
law?
It's not going to happen. I am committed to pursuing
an executive order.
You can't do that by executive order.
So you're just going to leave it as is.
I can't do anything about it in today's climate.
All right.
Let me just point out that I've got to bring him
30 seconds to rebut, sir. Please do not interrupt.
I still got time on the clock.
But you stopped. Go ahead. Finish your
No, he interrupted me.
And you've been interrupting him as well. So come on, guys.
To him. We have got to bring unity to this state. And we do that by bringing safety to our streets, reducing our taxes, and making education better, all of which has been decimated.
Okay, your time's up.
Darren Bailey wants to ban abortion in Illinois. He wants to jail doctors and jail women who are seeking to exercise their reproductive rights. I have stood my whole life for women exercising their rights, especially their reproductive rights. We've got to make sure that Illinois is a haven for women all across our state so that they can exercise those rights and make sure that their doctors are not in prison, either in Illinois or anywhere else in the nation. We've got to protect them. We've got to make sure that our clinics are expanded so we can provide those services for women who are in need.
Let's talk about women coming into Illinois. Governor Pritzker, our WGN-TV Emerson College poll found likely voters are mixed on spending state funds to help clinics accommodate patients from other states. Would you pursue additional funding for abortion clinics if reelected? 60 seconds.
I think the federal government is looking at that, and certainly if there are federal funds that we could bring into Illinois to help our clinics, I would do that. But the fact is that we are a haven for women in all the states around us where abortion has been made illegal, where they would, in fact, jail a woman for exercising her rights. I think that we need to expand the provision of those health services, and they are health services for women, if they come to our state, but especially protecting the women who are right here in Illinois from Darren Bailey and the people who want to ban abortion.
Let's talk about education in Illinois, gentlemen. Data from the Illinois State Board of Education shows there were more than 2,100 unfilled teachers' positions across the state at the start of the school year. Senator Bailey, what is your specific plan to fill teacher vacancies at schools statewide? 60 seconds.
Education here in Illinois is an absolute national embarrassment. Our children can't read and they can't do math at grade level, and that's proven. And Governor Pritzker thinks that everything's fine and he wants to throw more money at that. Who wants to be a teacher and have to teach his radical woke curriculum? Who wants to be a teacher when there's no discipline in the classrooms and they can't do their job to teach our children? No, we have got to offer ideas and make people proud again to be a school teacher. That should be one of the most honorable positions in the world, to teach our children. But when we put them into failed schools and our children are failing, which they are, you can't deny that.
So what is your plan to bring more teachers?
Our plan is to restore the education process, to start teaching our children to actually read, to write, to do math.
But you need teachers to do that. So how are you going to put teachers in
being elites when people can't do their jobs? They don't want to be involved in that profession. And J.B. Pritzker has opened that door wide open. And that's why no one is wanting to teach.
And that, of course, was the Illinois governor's debate with J.B. Pritzker, Republican incumbent, and Republican challenger Darren Bailey squaring off yesterday and the final televised debate ahead of next month's election. This debate, of course, was moderated by WGN News anchors Micah Mattea and Tom and Bradley. And the issues of economy, crime, women's reproductive rights, and other hot-button issues were hotly debated. This is an opportunity for the voters to make a decision. Many people already have decided where they stand, but this was also an opportunity for those who may be on the fence to make a decision and to cast their ballot on the November 8th election. Many of the voters that have come to this debate had responses based on perhaps their already intense beliefs. And so debates tend to give voters more ammunition for how they already feel. But we invite you to call in with your thoughts as we listen more to this debate and voice your opinion regarding whether you think your candidate made their point of view, whether you are swayed more in favor of the candidate you originally supported. Did your candidate not make their case? Let's continue with highlights from yesterday's debate between incumbent Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker and his challenger, Republican Senator Darren Bailey.
30 seconds, sir, to rebut.
Well, Darren Bailey already said that he wants to defund education in Illinois. That's not going to attract teachers. During my administration, we've actually added 5,000 more teachers, and we have the lowest number of shortage, right? We have the lowest shortage that we've had in a decade. I funded public education, $1.3 billion. We've got to continue to fund public education. Attracting teachers to Illinois is making sure that they get the salary, the benefits, and the opportunity that they deserve. We've provided new avenues for teachers in Illinois so that they can become teachers through, getting licensing in an easier fashion, but making sure that they're qualified for the jobs that they're taking.
Senator Bailey, you mentioned school curriculum. The first bill you sponsored after being elected to the legislature was for the use of In God We Trust in public schools. If elected, would you make changes to the state's public education curriculum? 60 seconds.
Well, I've been trying to get cultural issues out of our schools, because I've been fighting this guy for the last 4 years who's trying to put cultural issues in our schools. No, the In God We Trust bill, all that did was allow schools to display In God We Trust if they so desired. That's what it did. As a matter of fact, I worked with Democrats to get rid of the one of the ed test, what's the name of it, one of the tests, one of the requirements, so that it could make it easier that when our colleges graduate teachers, that they can go in and get their jobs instead of more regulations that currently exist in government. So no, my prime goal is teaching children to read, to write, to do math, but they're failing, and it's gotten worse over the last 4 years. It hasn't gotten any better.
He's destroyed it.
Senator, you've also been criticized for the curriculum at your Christian, private Christian school downstate, Full Armor Academy. Representatives from Bob Jones University have admitted that versions of their textbook include phrases like, the majority of slaveholders treated their slaves well, and the contribution that women made in the workforce was not without its cost. Do you agree with those teachings? 30 seconds.
That school is not political to me, and I'm not bringing it into this campaign, and I don't know where that's at, if it was ever in that curriculum, but it is J.B. Pritzker who's bringing CRT issues and cultural issues into our schools, and that has to stop because it's not helping us. Our children are not learning to read and write. I don't know how many times I have to say this, but it's a fact. Wall Street Journal just gave us an F on our education. And we're doing nothing about it except just throwing more money out there, and hopefully that will solve the problem. Let's make it worse.
The call, 515-605-9749, 515-605-9749, and express your opinion about what you heard in this debate, or you can leave your comments on our radio blog talk page, www.blogtalkradio.com/onairdailynews. We'd like to hear your comments and your thoughts about some of the accusations. Is the curriculum that Darren Bailey is saying to support offensive? Is the curriculum and the teaching that Darren Bailey is accusing Governor J.B. Pritzker of supporting offensive? CRT, of course, is the initials for critical race theory, another hot button issue that triggers response from many who are believing that what should or shouldn't be taught in our public schools is the history of race. For whatever reason, it's been accused of creating more distress among students who may be made to feel ashamed of what happened in their past. So we'll continue on with this portion of the debate. And we want you to add your comments. Give us a call, 515-605-9749, issues as addressed by the candidates. Did they change your mind about who you're going to support?
Governor, during your first term, you signed bills requiring schools in Illinois to teach Asian American history, LGBT history, and a controversial change to the state's sex education curriculum. How much control should the state have over what's being taught inside the classroom? 60 seconds.
We should set standards for our schools all across the state and make sure that they're, in fact, teaching to that standard. The fact is that, you know, when you talk about sex education, I want to be clear. Parents can opt out of sex education. Schools can opt out of sex teaching sex ed in their schools. Darren Bailey ignores all of that. The fact is that the national standard we're suggesting for schools all across the state. He also talked about CRT. CRT is not taught in schools in Illinois. It just is not. He's making that up. The fact is that when he started his religious school and started teaching these crazy ideas that slave masters were good to their slaves or that women are inferior to men, that's an indication of what he would like to see
this
in our public
system created.
Why is he teaching it if he doesn't believe in it?
What would you
dividing
say?
Our state.
We're going to follow real quickly. And what would you say to parents who want more of a say over what their kids are being taught? 30 seconds, sir.
I think parents should have more say. In fact, I think they should run for school board. They should go to their school board meetings, talk to all the school board members, make sure that they're at PTA meetings, talking to teachers, to make sure that their kids are getting what they need and deserve. But let's be clear, if you defund education, that's not helping anybody. It's not helping the parents. It's not helping the kids. We need to make sure that we're funding education properly so that kids can get the kind of education that I think everybody in Illinois deserves.
Let's talk about equity and recreational use cannabis. The state's program went online in 2020. The first predominantly black-owned craft grow house recently opened in the state, but Governor, since 2020, more than 340 licenses have been given out, and only one has been given to a minority owner. Governor, when will you make good on your promise to diversify the lucrative cannabis industry?
Well, that's not true. Let me be clear. 185 licenses have been awarded under the social equity licensing program.
But those are conditional.
They are. They're conditional upon opening a store. So right now, people are, in fact, opening stores. It's terrific. Has it taken too long? Yes, it has. And the fact is that people went to court and sued because they didn't think that they deserved to be knocked out of the program, some of those folks. People who were in the program wanted the program to change. They sued. Look, I think those things have been worked out through the court system. Now you're seeing people taking in loans, building out their dispensaries. We've seen cultivation licenses awarded. Those licenses, to be clear, 40% have gone to people of color. And the whole point of it is to make sure that there is equity across our state for people who've been left out and left behind, who've been the victims of the war on drugs. And
so I guess, Governor, where can people go, though, if they wanted to support a black-owned recreational marijuana business? Where would they go to find it?
First, those folks are seeking investment right now. In fact, they're taking loans from the state, which is great. That's exactly what this program is about. I want to point out another aspect of equity, which is that we've expunged 800,000 arrest records, low-level cannabis arrest records, and pardoned people with low-level convictions. That was all part of this cannabis legalization program. I'm proud of that. We also have the R3 program, which Lieutenant Governor runs, and which distributes money into places that have been left out and left.
All right, we need to bring.
All right, so that was another issue, the cannabis expungement and the opportunities being shared and made available to those who were seeking an opportunity to legally sell cannabis. You heard the questions asked by news anchor Tom and Bradley and, of course, Micah Matea. Micah Matea is also asking those pertinent questions of the candidates. And as we listen to the answers, there are other questions that arise regarding who has a plan that will address many of the challenges, the inequities, the long-term practices that are harmful to certain segments of the population, and is there going to be a change in the financial distribution when it comes to the resources that have been made available to some and not others? So we'll continue with this debate held at the WGN studios last night. And feel free to write in your comments on our radio station page, www.blogtalkradio.com/onairdailynews. And let us know who you think won this debate.
Senator Bailey, in the discussion, you voted against recreational cannabis in Illinois. It's a big topic nationally, with President Biden announcing he would pardon thousands convicted of possession earlier this month. If elected as governor, will you reverse decriminalization of cannabis? 60 seconds.
Nope, I don't see that happening. That's not on my priority list. You know, I find it interesting that Governor Pritzker, for 4 years, equity, 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 and he finally had his opportunity with the recreational marijuana dispensaries, and he failed. Again, I'm out in the black. black community. You probably saw me on Facebook a few weeks ago, since you saw everything else, when I was walking with the black community up and down the streets of Chicago, and they were screaming foul because they can't get the licenses. So I'd love to see some proof of these actual people, who these 146 people who have supposedly are in the process of getting their licenses, because it's not happening, because many of those people are coming to me screaming that foul and wondering what the problem is. I simply tell them, you've got a governor who can't tell the truth.
The Department of Children and Family Services.
Can I respond to that?
I'd like to respond briefly.
Clock, yeah. Look, just like with abortion rights, where he opposes abortion, but then complains about how we're going about providing the rights for people in Illinois. He opposes cannabis legalization. Now he wants to complain about how that legalization operates. Look, you've got to be at the table
equity.
To get things done. You've got to work together with people. And indeed, we have implemented equity across the
streets of black people with respect, Governor.
We're going to move on. Department of Children and Family Services Director Mark Smith has been held in contempt a dozen times over the agency's failure to place youth in proper care. Governor, you have said the agency is making progress. Are you satisfied with the work the agency is doing right now? 60 seconds.
For 20 years, DCFS was underfunded and understaffed, and there were 13 directors over 12 years. 13 directors over 12 years. That does not lend itself to stability. And that's because governors didn't want to actually go in and fix it. They just wanted to scapegoat somebody. I brought in the experts. I brought in University of Chicago, Chapin Hall, Annie Casey Foundation, some of the best in the entire country. We reformed the hotline for reporting abuse. We made sure that we trained everybody up and down the agency, retrained them, people who have been there 20 years, retrained.
And we've aggressively
pursued hiring for DCFS. I'm never going to be satisfied. We have vulnerable children in our state. We need to make sure that we're taking good care of them. But it's not like flipping a light switch. And when Darren Bailey uses those children as political pawns, it makes it even harder. He voted against all of the reforms and all of the funding that is helping us to reform that agency.
Do you still have confidence in Mark Smith, the person you appointed as acting director in 2019?
I do, but
in 2021 became the director. But as you know, WGN's investigative unit has done a series of stories on DCF and the problems that occur.
And exactly, listen to what I just said, which is governors firing the head of the agency does not solve anything. You've actually got to go in and fix the problems within the agency. Governors for 20 years didn't do that. We're doing that.
And Senator Bailey, you have said the state needs to do more than just throw money at the problem. What is your specific plan to ensure reform at DCFS?
Well, Governor Pritzker failed to listen and hear the people. He just said something very important. Firing the people. Mark Smith being held in contempt of court so many times. I mean, that's disastrous. That's wrong. What does that tell about our children and Governor Pritzker's desire to care for them? He should have been fired 3 years ago, and he should have been replaced with someone who had the ability to fix the problem. But Governor Pritzker, many people in your agencies, they're not. They're pawns. You're the one that tells them what to do. He's even hired deputy governors in some of these places that these agency directors have to answer to. And it's wrong. Hire competent people to do the job and let them do their job. But you're not allowing that. It's time for a change.
So who would you put in charge?
That's exactly what we're going to start doing on November 9th. We're going to start finding and taking applications for all of these agencies. And I will tell you this, DCFS must be rebuilt from the ground up because it's failing our children all across the state.
Let's go to a popular subject these days.
I just want to point out, you heard absolutely no plan from Darren Bailey about how to reform DCFS. It's just a lot of complaining and no solution.
And that was a portion of the debate, another very hot debate between incumbent Governor J.B. Pritzker and challenger Darren Bailey. The latest governor poll has J.B. Pritzker leading Darren Bailey by 22 points, and this has certainly been contested by the Bailey camp that claims to have much more support. And of course, the debate at Illinois State University saw both candidates repeatedly
interrupting each other. In this debate, the model raisers did strive to keep the candidates respectful, and with the use of bells and reminders, they were able to somewhat avoid the continuous interruptions of each candidate. So with that in mind, both candidates were able to come some of the challenges that come with debating and were able to get their points across. And when they interrupted each other, they were soundly reprimanded by the moderators. Well, that's all for now. We invite you to join us tomorrow, 1 p.m. Central Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, and hear more as we continue to bring you on-air daily news. I'm Naima Latif. Enjoy the rest of your day.